Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's precision farming and how does it work? Let's go in-depth with Ben Vanderwilt and Tommy Van Workum with Titan Machinery, Pella. So, Ben, it's a busy morning here at Titan Machinery. I wasn't expecting the farmers to be in here today. What are people talking about?
Well, we got some additional rains last night. The guys are actually hoping that it would stay dry, but it didn't. You know, we ended up getting about 6/10 of rain, and everybody's regrouping and getting in here and getting parts and getting things fixed up. So next time we get a little dry spell, we can get out there and finish up planting. I'd say there's a good chunk of guys out there that are done with their corn. You know, I'd say we're probably 80% done with corn. And we've got a surprising amount of guys that are at least halfway through their beans. And if we could get another good week of weather, we'd probably be done for this planting season.
Wow, and this interview is taking place right before tulip time. And so that seems fast to me. Is it my misremembering?
Well, we got an early start. We got some warm and good weather early. But then we've got some intermediate rain here that slowed things down. So I would say we're right where we normally are. And if we can get some dry weather and get it closed up, we'll be in pretty good shape.
And have you been farming all in one way or another all your life?
Absolutely. I grew up on a small farm there north of Oskaloosa. I went to New Sharon schools, and my brother and I run a small farm and cattle operation. And so I've been around it all my life, and I'm excited to be here at Titan Machinery.
Well, and how about you, Tommy? You've been doing farming all your life?
My grandparents lived on about 200 acres. It's always been rented out. Helped ever since I was a little kid, you know, learned how to drive a tractor when I was a little kid, but we never farmed personally, and, you know, that was kind of a passion of mine I wanted to get into, so that's kind of the route I went and took.
You're with Titan Machinery, and you deal with all Case IH products, is that right?
We deal primarily with Case IH, but we run several different short lines, so we have Vermeer hay equipment and bale processors, and we run Great Plains drills, and we have some tillage equipment, so we do run some other short lines other than just Case, but Case is definitely our bread and butter and our primary focus.
Well, what is it about Case that you like?
I think especially here at the store in Pella, we've got some of the best service around. We've got a great service team. We've got a great parts team. And the Case team supports us in both of those endeavors because these guys have choices. Farmers can pick and choose where they buy. But ultimately, they need somebody that can back it up. And I feel like Case does a very strong job of doing that, and I feel like our store does a strong job of that. And when we get in the field and you need help, that's what we're here for.
And so do you guys ever get out into the field then?
Yeah, for the past about 3 weeks, I've been continuously in the field. You know, I come in the mornings, clock in, get my routes where I'm going, and I head out and talk to farmers or help them fix anything that's broken.
Well, I understand you know a lot about all the new fancy technology on the tractors. What kind of expertise do you call that? I mean, is it like you're a computer expert or?
What they call it is precision farming specialist. We deal with all types of precision. Just alone at our store, we cover about 4 different brands, anything from Case, Trimble, Ag Leader, and Precision Planting. So we have a wide range of coverage of what we support. So we have to have a pretty solid knowledge on what we are doing with this stuff because one problem could be different than the next problem. And most of the time we deal with a lot of electrical issues. And that's our main problems we have.
Electrical in what sense?
You know, like cut wires, you know, firmware issues, a lot of firmware issues too. The company writes out a code and for our firmware, and they, you know, they switch a 0 or a 1, then they write us a new one, and we're good to go.
Firmware, you're going to have to explain that to me.
Firmware is all the operating systems on the monitors and the different components of the guidance systems. The firmware is what turns the monitor on, activates all the different things inside the monitor, like your planter and all different like stuff like that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about precision farming with Ben Vanderwilt and Tommy Van Workum with Titan Machinery. The precision is, in my mind, I'm imagining it, an integration between the equipment, the tractor, the planter, the computer, trying to get, the planting right and precise, maybe fertilizer application. Am I imagining this right?
No, you're exactly right. All the firmware, the monitor, has to tie into something. With case implements, they're all smart implements. So when you plug in a case implement, it will actually power up right through the monitor, and it will come up. Everything that's reading on that planter will come through right through that monitor. It goes through a plug called an ISO plug, and it's an industry standard plug. You can go any company-wide, and they have the same type of plug in the back of their tractor, just a little bit different wiring.
Software that I use, thousands of people use, but it has to be programmed specifically for a particular farming application?
Yeah, with our computers, we have a program that we use to hook into the tractors. And they have a whole laundry list of different options you can do. You can go for a case tractor, or you can program for a planter, hay equipment, so on and so forth. And you actually have to load it in with what he wants. So you have to make sure he's using a planter. You got to make sure what other implements he uses, because you don't want to get a call come harvest and say, my display doesn't have so-and-so software, that you need to come back and unload it. We don't like to double use our time. We just want to go out once and make sure we do it right the first time.
Wow, this is pretty darn complex. You need, somebody in the office that knows how to do this. Is it just you, or are there more people?
No, we have another one, and then that does this position too. He works primarily in the shop, and then some of our guys in the shop also know how to do this stuff too. They've been to schooling for some of it too, so they can actually cover it themselves also.
A majority of our techs in our shop are capable of the basics. They can go out and they can troubleshoot basic communication problems. Because really, there's three main things. You've got the tractor, you've got the implement, and then you've got the signal coming in. Mm-hmm. And all three of those have to be able to work together, and efficiently work together consistently. And most of our techs can get out and troubleshoot the basics. And then we've got two precision specialists, Tommy and Chris Bates, and that is their primary focus in the busy season, as they're around helping guys get things started. If you buy a new piece of equipment, new planter, new tractor, they're going to get out there and help you get it set up and get it going. And then the rest of those guys can do the basic troubleshooting and repairs as needed. So it takes a lot of guys to make it happen, because there's not a lot of equipment out there that isn't precision-based, that doesn't have some form of precision communication.
Well, and these are expensive pieces of equipment, right? What might some costs be with some of this, sort of a standard model that somebody might use in the area?
So you got about three main components on a case precision system. You got a display that tells you everything. Then you got a receiver that transmits a GPS signal in. Then you have a nav controller. What it does is it tells your roll, your pitch, and your yaw. Kind of tells you which way the tractor's going and all different directional type information. And each one of those components is probably right around $4,000. So you're looking at probably about $12,000 just to get into the precision side of it. And you can go up from there, because you can start doing receiver unlocks and a bunch of different other unlocks for the systems.
Well, that's pretty reasonably priced. Based upon what I hear, if you're able to not lose as much fertilizer, plant your seeds the best way that you can, that could be a cost savings really pretty quickly, couldn't it?
Absolutely. The main focus behind precision farming is just being the most efficient you can be. Whether you're out doing tillage, if you overlap 15% of your tillage tool every time you go around the field and you're farming 2,000 acres, that adds up. It adds up in fuel, it adds up in time, it adds up in hours on your equipment. Just like planting, you want to make sure you're very precise down sub-inch on how you're planting and how you're overlapping. And that's going to do exactly that. All your inputs, whether it be fertilizer, whether it be seed, whether it be spray, whether it be fuel and tractor hours when you're doing tillage. If 10% across a whole fleet of equipment on 2,000 acres to 4,000 acres, it really adds up, and you can pay for it in one season or less. Mm-hmm. So there is a very valuable return on investment.
and it's sitting inside a $300,000-$400,000 piece of equipment, right?
It is.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about precision farming with Ben Vanderwilt and Tommy Van Workum with Titan Machinery.
Let's say that I know how to drive a tractor, I know how to use a planter. How long would it take for you to teach me how to use this equipment? Am I going to have to sit in class for a week?
Actually, last night I had to teach some people from the town of Pella how to drive the tractors for tulip time. And, you know, actually that went a lot faster than I expected. These guys, you know, picked it up pretty quickly. Tractors are very easy to drive. And if you had a guidance system on there, it would take a little bit longer, you know, because there's multiple different paths you can use. So it would take a little bit longer, I mean, but it wouldn't be terribly difficult to teach someone how to drive one.
And how about all the software, how to use that?
The software is all in the display. It is just, you know, trial and error. A lot of my farmers, you know, they sit in their tractor before season, and they just go through the buttons. You know, they look at the buttons here, and that's how they figure out what they need to use and what they don't need to use.
Do you ever get any old guys that don't want any of this stuff and just don't see any sense in it?
All the time. I have guys coming in, like their sons or their even grandsons coming in asking about it, but they won't. The old guys won't let them do it because they're so stuck in their ways that they want to plant, they want to drive, and that's how they're going to do it.
Well, that's how you were taught, and that, you know,
yeah,
we get set in
exactly.
our ways.
Absolutely.
I bet, though, when you start showing them some cost savings, that might turn a few guys' heads, huh?
Yeah. When guys see how efficient they can be in their operation and how much time they save and how much fuel they save, it doesn't matter your age or your competence level in technology. When you can save dollars and cents, you can bring a guy around pretty quick. And back to your question on how easy it is pretty simple. That's what technology has made farming a lot easier when things are going well. The problems comes, just like all technology, is when it's not going well and things aren't working quite like you planned, that's when it gets a little tougher. You can get out and drive something that's precision farming pretty quickly, but if you have a problem, troubleshooting. And that's why we've got the staff on hand that we do. It's only a phone call away to help people through those situations.
Like occasionally we have to go to the computer shop to get something fixed.
Well, more or less, you know, if your signal isn't working or your planter's not communicating with your tractor correctly, or you switch implements and then you're trying to get started again, that's usually when we have issues.
And there's a lot of stress involved, I bet, if you've got a tractor sitting in the field and it's a beautiful day and the farmer wants to plant.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, you get a lot of anxious calls when that happens, and you just got to monitor your time right and make sure you hit them at the right time, because, you know, they're going to be calling if you can't get there in time. And you know, you got to figure out what's the issue before you leave, because you need to know what to bring so you're not scrambling when you're out there trying to figure out what's wrong.
Do you ever get stumped out in the field?
On occasions. Usually if I get stumped, I try to find a way around it, get them going for sure. If that's just switching signal or switching a different pattern, you know, we'll figure out a way to get them to go. It might not be how we want it, but it will get it fixed.
So you might get them planting and then come back to the office, make a phone call, figure it out, and then go back out?
Yep, we have a system on the internet. It's called Assist. It's all case stuff, and you can actually submit a claim, and like technical support in, I think it's Burr Ridge, Illinois, will come and help, or will send an email out and help you, because they have the more advanced steps on what we need to do, and they'll send something out to you to help.
And so this kind of service is one of the things you take pride in here at Titan?
Yep, absolutely. You asked me earlier in the interview if what I liked working for Case, and that's exactly why I like working for Case. If we've got a problem, if we need that additional level of support that we couldn't possibly staff here in Titan Pella, they do a great job of supporting us and find us the answers that we need in a timely fashion. You know, they're working long hours too. They know it's the busy season, and they know we can't wait hours, nonetheless days, for solutions, and they're here to support us. So that's something we're proud of. That's another reason that I'm proud to be a Case IH dealer. They really do a great job.
Thanks to Ben Vanderwilt and Tommy Van Workum for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.